Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And every Monday at this time, we check in with our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. You can see Jeff on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Or just go to KDK Radio and our YouTube page and see. Now you're on YouTube. You're everywhere, Jeff. This is one of the fun, busiest, craziest sports weeks in a long time. Good morning.
Good morning. You knew it was going to all converge. You just had a feeling it was all going to converge on this week. And yeah, this is awesome. I mean, every week is big in sports, but this one particularly so.
Yeah, we started the weekend by Thursday finding out officially Aaron Rodgers would be a Steelers quarterback, choosing the number 8. That he had in New York and played in college. And then a new Penguins coach is announced. And then the U.S. Open, of course, this week. And you have mandatory mini camp starting tomorrow. So let's start with Aaron Rodgers. Not a surprise, but it seemed more unlikely. More days went by, but now it's official.
Well, I think a lot of us had kind of speculated that we thought it would be after voluntary work, because if you sign before and don't show up for voluntary, then there's that stigma. Oh, why don't you show up? Why don't you be there with your team? You know, where are you? And it wasn't but 2 hours after voluntary work ended that the leaks started that Aaron Rodgers had signed, and then it became official later that night. So, I mean, they had agreed to a deal. There's always a fear of a last minute issue, but this timing was pretty much what most people thought it was going to be. And then, you know, the only question was, would he actually skip this and just show up in the training camp? But obviously he's going to be here. And for a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer for a pretty cheap price.
Yeah, when you say that, $13.3 million, 10 of that guaranteed money, but for a quarterback of his level, that's actually a bargain if he gets them to the playoffs and they can win a game or two at minimum.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not real world bargain, but in football terms it is. And listen, this is the most talented quarterback they've had since Ben. So I think that in itself is exciting. What he has left at 41, were some of the issues with the Jets, him or the Jets, he was, you know, tied with Josh Allen for touchdown passes last year, nearly threw for 4,000 yards. So it's not like he struggled mightily. And you can make the argument that the reason that he struggled mostly at times was because of the team he was on.
That said, we'll see what transpires tomorrow, and we will hear from Aaron Rodgers officially, I guess, after the first practice. And then Wednesday, we're going to meet officially the new Penguins coach, Dan Muse. Who is this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy who's been around Peter Laviolette. So if you know that name, he's been on different teams, Flyers, Rangers, and Nashville, and he has been with them the last couple of stops. With Laviolette, he was a special teams coach, but not power play, rather penalty kill, which kind of paints the picture of a guy who's going to do more with less, gritty. We're going to have to get into the, you know, the paint. We're going to have to do a lot of the little things in order to win, which, given the Pens roster over the next few years, was probably a good move on their part. It's his first NHL head coaching job, so there's a lot of questions. He's had success where he's gone. We'll see. And it's another Massachusetts guy.
Curious, because he came from, as you pointed out, the New York Rangers, and then, of course, Mike Sullivan goes there. Just an interesting coincidence. But he's about the same age as Sidney Crosby at this point.
Huh. Were you saying Sid is old?
No, I'm not saying that. He works hard and can still play and contribute, but it'll be interesting to see what he can do.
The beauty of Sid, Larry, I'm sorry, is that he doesn't get into this stuff. Like, whoever the coach is, the coach's coach, he'll prepare the same. He'll do the same exact things. We should appreciate the fact, especially with what may be going on with the Steelers this year, that Sidney Crosby is a drama-free superstar. And that should make it easier for Dan Muse, because I expect Sid to buy into what he's doing. And if Sid's buying in, then everybody should buy in.
I'm curious how, let's say, for, you know, Dan Muse to sit down with Sidney Crosby, I'm sure there's a little intimidation factor for Dan Muse, because Sid's Sid, and I'm sure he'll listen if Sid has any input, and I would likely think he does if he wants to.
Yeah, I don't think Sid is a guy who would dictate an offense, but to your point, he can at least give some ideas of, listen, these are some of the things we've done. Here are some, you know, some things to watch out for. I could tell you as captain, and, you know, just to pick his brain a little bit of, you know, what his mindset is. I don't think there's going to be any issue with Crosby, and I'm curious to see if they're able to play a more gritty game, and if they're able to maybe play more to their strengths. I think at times Mike Sullivan tried to play a speed game with the team, just wasn't as fast anymore.
So we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers tomorrow officially. We'll hear from Dan Muse, the Penguins' new coach, Wednesday. But right now, it's all about Oakmont. Practice rounds for the fans sold out, and it's U.S. Open week. So you're going to be a busy man. I think, Scottie Scheffler's probably the odds-on favorite, but this is different at Oakmont.
It is. They were talking about, it's so unusual for a tournament to have someone that's in single digits under par, let alone the possibility of it being over par. With the course, with all the rain, listen, they monitor the height. You can only have the rough so high, but because it's been so lush, it's going to be so thick. That's going to be the issue at Oakmont. And the thing is, you're a foot or a yard off the fairway, it's like this, and it's thick. And then you add in the quick greens and greens that...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It drained very quickly, so don't think that just because we've had this rain that by Thursday they couldn't dry out and be super fast. They can. Then you add the length, the bunkers, all the other issues. And with no trees, if we get any wind over the weekend, wind just whips through there. So it is a trying setup. They have a par three, Larry, that's 299 yards.
Really?
Whereas Jack Nicklaus said last week, a short par five.
It's going to be fun all the way around. Lots to talk about. Check out Jeff Hathorn. Appreciate, as always, the time, Jeff, and good luck.
And, guys, we'll have updates from the Open right here on News Radio KDKA starting Thursday morning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, getting you. And who knows, maybe Monday.
Well,
wasn't that long ago we had a playoff.
Stop by. I'll be at broadcasting from Oakmont Bakery Thursday and Friday morning. So I'll have your coffee ready and whatever crumpet you want, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm big on crumpets.
Jeff Hathorn. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the news every weekday afternoon, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, to man the yellow van. Colin Dunlap is off this afternoon. Aaron, is Michael Bartley in? I think so.
I wouldn't be.
You checking out the official list there? Oh, boy.
It is Michael Bartley.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh. Boy.
Michael.
Love him.
Truly.
Seriously, he's a great guy. We enjoy him around here. He's got a tremendous sense of humor, and you need that.
Yes, and he can just go from humor straight to giving you the news. He really can.
All right, speaking of the news, how about this woman from Upper St. Clair that made national news because of a sophisticated jury duty scam that's spreading across the country? With the story, CBS's Michael Wallace.
It happened to Melissa Stalder of Upper St. Clair, Pennsylvania. Someone claiming to be with the court system called to tell her she had missed jury duty and had to pay a $4,000 fine.
She said otherwise I would be in contempt and would have to spend 30 days in jail.
The caller ID on her phone said Allegheny County.
I believed him. He gave me a citation number and he had my address. He had my full name.
Stalder was still skeptical, so she called the county court, which told her she had not missed any jury duty.
If they would have called my mom, I think she would have paid it.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
So that opens up a big question, because when you see jury duty, that is a significant notice that you can't ignore,
right,
on one hand. But apparently, these scams are just getting more sophisticated and daily.
And so smart. I mean, not that that's not something your average Joe would think up, but I mean, if I got a jury duty notice and was nervous that I missed it or did something wrong, that I might have fallen for that too.
And a lot of people have. And the other new thing is the fact that they can clone a voice of a relative. And it happened to a person I know whose mother got a phone call from who she thought was her grandson in some dire situation, and she believed it. I mean, it sounded like him.
Right.
and they were able to type what he would say in response.
Yes.
So it sounded like an actual conversation. So what they're suggesting now, Aaron, is that you have for your family a safe word, that if something like this happens, you ask for the word. And
I think that's a great idea just practical.
Yeah, and if they can't give it up, then
hang up.
Yeah, because there's more and more ways people are out there trying to take your money.
Yes.
Last night on CBS, the Tony Awards.
For the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow. When I am not throwing away my shot, I am not throwing away.
The original cast of Hamilton reunited at the 78th Tony Awards to mark the show's 10th anniversary. That was just one of the incredible moments celebrating the best of Broadway. CBS's Dave Carlin has a look at the night's big winners.
Host Cynthia Erivo gave the Tony Awards a tuneful, star-studded opener, roll-calling big names and nominated shows backed by a choir.
Hi, tiny friend, can you say hello?
And Maybe Happy Ending was a big winner on Broadway's biggest night, awarded Best Musical, and for Best Musical Revival. Sunset Boulevard, the award for Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Musical, went to Nicole Scherzinger.
Don't give up. Just keep on giving and giving, because the world needs your love and your light now more than ever.
And the winner of Leading Actor in a Musical, Darren Criss of Maybe Happy Ending.
And I'm going to go celebrate with my favorite kind of people to party with, theater people!
The Best Play Award went to Purpose, about a powerful family with secrets. And one of its stars, Carrie Young, earned her second consecutive Tony win.
In this world that we are so divided, theater is a sacred space!
Along the way, we were treated to highlights from 10 productions currently on Broadway.
I'd do it all for you.
Plus, this 10-year anniversary reunion for Hamilton and its legendary stars. Other notable wins. Cola Scola won for Leading Actor in a Play for O Mary, portraying Mary Todd Lincoln. The Leading Actress in a Play Award went to Sarah Snook for her Broadway debut, playing all 26 characters in The Picture of Dorian Gray.
This means so much for a little Australian girl to be here on Broadway.
And one more win to tell you about. Best Revival Play went to Eureka Day. Outside Radio City Music Hall at the Tonys, Dave Carlin, CBS News, New York.
And you, Aaron, saw the Hamilton reunion. They had everybody back.
Every single cast member, original cast member, so many who have gone on to have like phenomenal, successful careers. And I saw a post on social media that said that just really speaks to the culture that they created. And when originally putting Hamilton together, that people were like, oh, yep, I'm going to drop everything and come back.
Did you see the stage performance or just the film?
Believe it or not, I have never seen the stage performance, just the film.
Mm-hmm. I hear when Lin-Manuel Miranda was with it, I know they've sent other Hamilton versions out.
Right.
But I hear it's amazing.
That original cast, I would have paid to see because, yeah,
a lot of people
unbelievable.
Actually did pay to see.
10 years is pretty insane. How did we get here already? It's weird.
Wow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.